Hey, I want to welcome everybody to the Versus Podcast. I think this is going to be episode 5. And what we're going to do is kind of not necessarily a recap, but just kind of revisit the most recent Versus Podcast with some of the queens, the icons of R&B and soul. It's Gladys Knight and Patti LaBelle. And I got the guys that back with me. We did the preview, another very popular podcast. So I had to bring the guys back. I'm going to let them introduce themselves.
All right, I'll start. I'm Mr. Evo, a.k.a. the Fluffy Fella. You can catch me on all my social media, Mr. Evo underscore 84. And also on podcast platforms as the Fluffy Fella.
What up, everybody? This is Scotty LaCura. You can find me on Facebook doing my little DJ thing. I'm also on Instagram as Ill Scott Heron. I should probably start doing little sets on there too. That would
be bomb.
I'm probably gonna do that this week. I got one ready and prepped. So I'm waiting on my next day off to do that. Yeah, that'll probably be next Monday or Tuesday or something like that. But yeah, be on the lookout for that.
Yeah. And you can now follow us on Instagram. Speaking of Instagram, Versus underscore podcast, where we post Versus memes, clips from the Versus matches, and other Versus related news. So, fellas, did y'all get a chance to talk to check out the Queens of Soul?
I sure did.
Absolutely.
So I gotta say, I really enjoyed kind of like what we were talking about, like them kind of, I don't really think tea was necessarily spilled, but them just talking about some of the story, the performing, like I think Patti made the show. Like Patti,
100%.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%.
You know. So what were some of y'all takeaways or thoughts on the most recent Versus?
I'm going to say this. Scotty was right about the aunties, because you had Gladys, that was the reserved auntie who chilled, who, you know, she told stories. And then you got the turn up crazy auntie on the other side who literally was dancing in her seat, even off rhythm. But she was grooving the whole night.
She even kicked her shoes off.
Like it was nothing.
Yeah.
And she did like a kung fu kick. She flipped it off and then she kicked it again to make sure it didn't hit her.
Yeah, I ain't a lot. Like I was just zoning. Like I couldn't even really keep score. I was just kind of vibing. Cause it was like, And it was one of those things where you couldn't really go back and like try to play the song, because when they started performing a lot of the songs. One, I gotta say, their vocals are amazing, especially being the age that they are.
Yeah,
but not even being the age that.
Oh yeah, man! Like it sounds the same. It sounds the same as the recording.
Yeah,
exactly.
Like they would put a lot of these. What's the thing T-Pain uses?
Auto-tune.
Yeah. Oh, they'll put a lot of these auto-tune babies to shame. Like it is crazy. And I think I'm gonna full disclosure. I ate one of Patty's pies and some KFC chicken. This is not an ad. So I think I must have dozed off a little bit. Because there's a few things that I've heard about that I missed. I think I dozed off and then a little bit, and I came back and Dion was there. Dion Ward.
Yeah. And that's the one I was saying before. Like when we talked about it last, I said Dion would probably be the best person, because when she got out there, everybody went crazy.
Yeah. And then I think I missed. So I heard somebody talking about Patti yelling at the teleprompter.
oh, man.
Yeah. Yo, Patty was
Yeah, Pat.
I think Patty was on some good boat.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Damn.
Yo, Scotty, you can't tell me, Scotty, that she wasn't all over the place.
She was, yeah, she was, she, I think she had, I think she had a nice half a bottle of wine before she got on there and got loose.
Easily, easily.
You know,
Somebody
yeah,
said, "What?"
she,
She hit that Ciroc. She's like, "Ooh, what is this thing that Diddy is providing? What is a Ciroc?" He's like, "Ooh, they
word,
come in flavors."
but like that goes with like with Patty and that whole like technical difficulty thing. Like that goes back to like when she was singing the Christmas song and she didn't really know the words. And she was like,
Oh,
where are my
yeah.
background singers?
Yeah.
And stuff like that. Like that's just another classic like Patty thing. You know, I thought that was great.
Okay.
Getting into the music. Here's one thing that kind of I don't know, I was a little iffy about. Patty did she did the two songs in one.
Yeah, but she had all the right to do that, though. I mean, she controlled that whole the whole conversation that night.
Yeah, like that was my only thing with her. And then even with Gladys Knight, I mean, she did Midnight Train to Georgia twice, right? Like,
Right,
mean, that
and two.
just.
You mean two different, like she played it twice in two different spots?
Yeah. Yeah, like she did it in round six. I got some notes. She played it in round
This man got
six.
notes.
Yeah, take this serious, man. I'm trying to get that bag. Trying
Now,
to get
while
that.
he's looking his notes, speaking of that bag, any sponsors? You can definitely send us an email at mind of Lewis T. That's with TEE, MINDOFLOUISTEE at gmail.com. So if you want to be sponsored on the very popular, highly viewed and listened to Versus podcast, we might have the right package for you.
Advertise
Spotify,
podcast.
we'll take that deal you were giving Joe Budden. We'll take
100%.
that.
100%. 100%. Yeah, you can
We'll
definitely
take
have them.
it.
Even though most of the listeners are coming from Apple, so I don't know if this is going to work.
It's gonna almost conflict of interest, but yeah. So, Gladys Knight played Midnight Train to Georgia in round six. And then when Patty hit, it was, where was it? It was round 12. Round 12, Patty hit you with New Attitude and On My Own. And then Gladys hit you with Midnight Train to Georgia, but a different version of it.
But I mean, if it's a different version, it still counts.
It's the same song. It's still titled Midnight Train in Georgia. It's the same song. Like I don't know. I just that was weird to me. But
Remix.
at the same time, let these ladies do what they want. They have earned that right.
Exactly. But did you catch in the very beginning when Patty was given Gladys all the props for always including her in production that she did?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, that was, I didn't know
Like
that.
that was the most G thing that I've ever seen on Versus.
So I got a question. Did anybody catch any spice? But like, do you feel like there was any kind of spice being thrown between the two?
Not towards each other.
Not towards each other and nothing direct. I think because of the platform they were on, they didn't have time for that.
No, I think more so they seemed very happy to see each other. I think they
Yo,
were
they
very
said
happy to see.
Gladys. Go ahead.
No, they were very happy to see each other, but they threw shade elsewhere. Like Like Patty would like what there was like a Celine Dion song that like Patty did first, and she was like, "Yo, yeah, Celine," So they threw that elsewhere.
Yeah, Gladys Knight rode a bus from Vegas to Philly, I think. I'm not sure where from, but I was like, why did you take a bus? But I was like, maybe because of COVID, but I guess she owns the bus. If you got a bus, you want to use it.
Exactly. Shoot, I mean they got enough money for multiple lifetimes.
Maybe. Well, yeah, they should because they got because Gladys got. I didn't even really when we talked about the when we had the preview episode. I forgot about Gladys doing the chicken and waffle restaurants and stuff like that.
Yeah, I forgot about that
I do too.
too. So and then the what did y'all think about the promos leading up to it? Some of those promos are kind of spicy. Like
Yo, the same way Patty kicked her foot, her slipper off, I kicked my slide off. When I saw it was the second shot of Gladys's video, like she automatically just showed the Grammy. I was like,
oh
woo!
yeah.
I kicked my Nike slide off.
So, yeah. So who did like I didn't, one, I kind of dozed off, and two, I stopped even when I was awake, I stopped taking notes after round four. Did y'all have a winner?
I couldn't pick a winner.
I got it tied 8-8-4. And the one song that takes it off being that one round where Patty played the two songs and Gladys did the remix. But other than that, it's tied.
So,
Yeah,
yeah, I
it's all
mean,
tied.
it was hard. Like, even when, probably was it round three when Patty did the bop song? That was killed because that was like they literally let the beat ride and through until her part came on. And she was that's when she started bouncing. That's when I knew it was going to be a show. Like, even in the beginning, they talked a long time, they talked for a while, but when she started dancing, I was like, oh, it's about to be about for real. Like, we about to get a true show.
Where do y'all rank this in the verses?
Because they're icons, I mean, I would say they're probably number two. But nothing's going to beat the Brandy and Monica, though. They had more views. I don't know. It just was a different. It was a different vibe between Brandy and Monica and Patty and Gladys.
Do you I mean in a good way, do you think it pushed like did it elevate the Versus brand?
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, I got my grandmother on it. I got my
Well,
grandmother on. She texted me after and was like, "Love that. Let me know when the next one is."
that's awesome. So, do you think they're going to go more this? Do you think they should just kind of keep shotgunning and kind of going all over the place? Or do you think they should go more, like do another one in this vein? Or just however it comes, it comes.
I think if you want to keep numbers up, you're going to have to probably go to somebody a little younger for the next set. Because like if you look at it was what it was I know they probably hit 1 million at some point, but in the beginning it was only like 500,000 people watching
On
on
Instagram,
Instagram.
yeah, because I was commenting on Instagram, but I was watching through Apple, but it seems like the Apple was a little bit delayed. I don't know if that was just me. I don't see why because they were both on the same Wi-Fi. But it was but Instagram crashed, and I was still watching it on my iPad. So I think as more and more people can that have Apple Music or Apple TV, I think they're going to slow like start migrating. So I think you're going to see that Instagram number just kind of go down as the Apple music, Apple numbers go up that you can't see.
That makes sense.
Makes sense.
It's such a better experience. Like, you do miss out kind of being there. I guess you can kind of tweet your comments and they might post it on but it's just a better experience, except for the 30-second to 1 minute delay. But you won't know if you're only watching it on one thing, you wouldn't really notice that.
Yeah, because I was watching it on Instagram. I was actually at work while this thing was. I was at work while this thing was happening. So, like, I really had I had my Bluetooth earpiece in, and like, it's only me back there. So, like, I'm able to pay attention to it. Like, put my phone down whenever I have to, but I can still hear it.
Yeah.
So, and like, whenever it crashed, I mean, I just like reloaded it, and bam, it was back. So yeah, I didn't really have any.
Yeah.
I didn't really have any technical issues. Yeah, no, I didn't have any crazy technical issues with it. But overall, like, my thoughts on it, and as far as like where this ranks, I think top three easily.
Easily. Who would be the other two for you?
Brandy and Monica, and probably Beanie Man and Bounty Killer. Just as far as like reach and like how many people were watching it, like the after effects of it, like people's reactions and everything. I think those three were the they were the biggest ones. And with this most recent one, Patty and Gladys being the being at the top, I think this is probably the best one that we've seen. Like, you can only get. It really can only get better, but with all the people who said that they're not doing it, like, that kind of thins the herd on who we're actually going to get.
Yeah, I think one of the things, you know, we got a couple ideas that y'all already know, but one of the ones I do want to do, and it ties into the very first one that we did, is all the people who already said no, and like, just kind of discussed what that does for it and stuff, because there's a lot of great people that already said no, which a no can easily turn to a yes, but you know, for now,
when money is involved, for sure,
yeah, you know. But some of these people I don't think are motivated by money, like, you know, like Nas, who, you know, we did our very
Nas. First, I just don't think I just don't think he wants to take 2 hours of his life and do this. Like, that's what I think that is.
And Nas seems like someone who's over celebrating his old catalog. You know, like, I know he said he's not doing any more anniversaries for Illmatic. You know, he said he's not doing any more anniversaries for Illmatic. And things of that nature. I think he's celebrating King's disease, and I think that should be doing well for him. So, and then we got Mary J. Blige. You know, she said she's not interested in doing a versus. Fat
and
Joe.
I don't think Mary wants to spend 2 hours of her life just sitting there talking to somebody that she might not want to be talking to.
Yeah,
like, I think that's what a lot of that is.
And I think money, yeah, and I don't think there's no, like, she don't have a price tag. I don't think money motivates her. Like,
but you got to think, too, plus she's making movie money, TV show money right now.
Yeah, and
like, she doesn't necessarily need the publicity, because she's already on Power. She's on the Umbrella Academy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's got stuff she's doing.
Yeah.
So this would just be take something that would not benefit her in the long run.
Yeah. And then Fat Joe said he wouldn't do it because he said he just takes it too personal. So,
yeah. Know, like, yeah, Joe, you got to put Joe in there with one of his friends.
No, he said he still couldn't do it with one of his friends because, you know, he's just that competitive.
He will beat them up. That's what will happen.
And then another person that we talked about, and he also said, I haven't watched that interview, but It's on thisis50.com. Method Man said he wouldn't do one either, and I was like, oh man, that to me, that was, because I would love to see like either Red and Meth, or like, you know, like against each other, or Method Man against a couple people. I think he matches up well with a few different people.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
I kind of wish they would have backed the Gladys and Patty. I wish they would have made it look like a kitchen back setting, man. Like that would have been. I thought they missed the mark with that. You know, I didn't see outside of my patty pie. I didn't see a patty pie in sight. Like I thought they missed some marketing with that. You know, I guess Walmart didn't cut the check in time. But I don't know. I definitely enjoyed myself, like listening to them. I mean, it's like listening. It made me listening to the music, listening to them talk, made me feel like a child. Like, you know, like when listening to your aunts and your mom and stuff talk. Like, I think I said this in the Instagram. I was like, man, I wish my mom was here to see this, because that's something I would have probably enjoyed watching with her. You know what I mean? That put me back in the childhood in Parkwood growing up, you know.
Are you from Parkwood?
Yeah.
Off Harris Road?
Not Harris Road. I'm from Tupelo.
Oh, Tupelo. I was about to say.
Yeah, I am from Tupelo.
I was about to say, that's the Wilmington area.
Yeah, yeah, man. Like I was talking to someone, and it's like, yeah, they're talking about, oh, you're from Wilmington, where Jordan grew up. I was like, yeah, I actually grew up right down the street from him.
Yeah, got you. He used to play ball out there all the time.
Okay.
Yeah, that was one of the first places in Parkwood. That was one of the first, Jamon took me there, actually.
Yeah, that's our first place. He used to ball there all the time.
Yeah.
Parkwood Park.
Yeah, it's changed so much.
A lot. A lot.
So any last words about the? Like I said, it's just a quick refresher. You know, like I said, that like in the past, I've kind of gone through track for track, just kind of seeing where people go. But I think with this one, I don't think it's on us to speak on these people either. Like we're not of that generation. Okay. So I don't feel qualified to kind of even critique and say which one was better or which one I like better. I just, you know what I mean? So I didn't want to go through with these and try to divide them. This where I hear was really a celebration. You know, like, I mean, you saw that when Dion came out and they were all singing together.
Yeah.
Correct.
No, that was wonderful.
That was my highlight of the entire
thing. That was a wonderful sight. And then Dion's exit was just hilarious too.
He was like, I'm gonna put some pants on. Some jeans, or I'm gonna put some jeans on.
Yeah. Old Dion.
Yeah.
Dion smoked her
right there.
Dion smoked her a fat one before she came out.
she probably smoked her as soon as she walked off camera.
You know how she gets. You know how she gets down.
Mm-hmm.
No, Dion. She related. She's like related to Whitney. It's like Whitney's godmother.
Yes.
I mean, like Whitney got her old swag from Dion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So did any last thoughts on that?
I just like you said earlier, definitely instant classic. I can't even say that I'm 2-0. I'm 1-0-1.
1-0-1.
Yeah, one win, zero losses, one tie.
Oh, jeez.
But nah, like this was dope. Like I really enjoyed this one a lot, and I felt like I was at a, like you said earlier, like at a family cookout. And I was really able to enjoy some good, authentic music where neither one of them had motives. They just were uplifting each other the whole night. And
Yeah.
that's something we need during this time. Like, we need the uplifting of each other. So yeah, I thought it was amazing.
So what do y'all feel? And we can leave on this last one, because this would be more of y'all. But I give a shout out to the Instagram Sultry Soul Music. I saw them post it and I reposted it. Stephanie Mills versus Denise Williams.
Ooh. True vocalist.
Yeah. I'm not familiar with, at least by name, Denise.
So Denise Williams is, I'll throw some songs that she worked with.
Denise Williams is free, right?
Yeah,
You
she's
know
free.
I got to be free.
Free. Yeah.
Yeah,
She's
sorry about
soulful,
the.
soulful classic.
Yeah, I don't know if I can't think
Oh.
of ten off the top of the head for
No.
Denise Williams, but Stephanie Mills, I could think of at least like seven off the top of the head that, I mean, yeah, they're in my Serato.
And Stephanie, let's see here. Denise Williams has won 3 Grammy Awards. But not for R&B, which she came into. Like, I know her from Gospel World also, because she did a lot of gospel songs. So she's one of those singers who had a gospel voice, slid into the R&B vocal area, and then went back into gospel.
Okay.
Montel Jordan. Montel was hip hop slash R&B, went to gospel, and now he's back in the R&B realm again.
Yeah, you went the Mace route.
Yeah, I got a question.
Yeah.
We never talked about this. There was I think, wasn't it John P. Versus Kirk Franklin. Did anybody take
Nah, it's Fred Hammond versus Kirk Franklin.
Fred Hammond? Okay.
And now it was good. I mean, it was good for it being a gospel one, and they did. I mean, it was really dope. They played some Kanye songs because they both work with Kanye.
On the Sunday service.
Not only Sunday Service, but his other
Now,
one.
Kanye produced for him too, right?
Yeah, he's produced some for
He produced
them.
some records for him.
But like they worked with. So they did some of his songs. They did some of their own songs. It was good. I mean, for gospel, it was amazing. Because you have two of the biggest names in gospel coming together to do something. But I mean, everybody knows who Kirk Franklin is. You know what I mean? Like, you can't, you everybody knows no Stomp. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's if you
Yeah.
don't know anything, you know Stomp.
Stomp.
So
GP, are
it
you
was
with me?
good. It was good though. I mean, for what it was good. And they actually are probably the ones that set the tone for how verses are done now. Them being in
Oh.
the same room, going back and forth, talking it up. They kind of set that platform up because they weren't before that. No, they weren't in the same location.
I didn't know they were in the same location. So they did it before Beanie Man.
Yes, they did. They did. Theirs was right before Beanie Man, and they did theirs in the same location together in a studio with playing songs.
Okay.
So like that, I said, they set the platform for that. But other than that, I mean, like I said, it was real dope. I it's always gonna be in my top five because those two are my favorite gospel artists. And my two favorite producers, because they don't only just produce gospel, they produce a lot of dope music that goes out, even R&B. So
Okay. I might have to go check that one out. That hasn't even popped up on my YouTube like some of these other ones have.
Well, yeah, I mean, it was an early edition, and it was gospel. You know, it had they had a let's see, how many did they have? They had Kirk versus Fred Hammond. They had a lot of people following them.
Oh yeah, I would imagine it would be a nice little congregation, quote unquote.
Yeah, they did, because they did it right before Beanie Man and Bounty Killer. And
Okay.
then and Jagged Edge and
112. Yeah, all that was kind of
Yeah.
like back to back to back. Like you know,
Yeah,
that
because
can be kind of.
Beanie and Bounty Killer, that was the first one that I saw where they were both together. So
Yeah, me too. And but and 112 was after that, but they still wouldn't they were even though they were still separate. And I think that was might have been the last separate one was 112 and Jagged Edge. Because they had the whole sound issues. And I'm like, y'all are both right down the street in Atlanta.
yeah, but people were so worried about the COVID and all that jazz. But I mean, if you've been around somebody, like I feel like if you've been around somebody and you trust them, then you're good.
Yeah, but I heard somebody out of one of those two camps did have a bad run-in with COVID, so I don't know if that was around that same time or not. Because all, I mean, I don't
Oh,
think
wow.
all the guys from 112 were there, were they? But I don't know if that was because of beef or not.
Yeah, I don't think they really get along like that
I
right
don't
now.
either.
So, yeah,
Yeah.
so I don't, yeah, that might have been more beef than anything, unfortunately.
Maybe. So, all right, guys. Any last words about any of the verses, Patty pies? Like I said, I literally had me a little food coma thing going on because I had me some Nashville chicken patty
Ooh.
pie.
Oh, that's the good stuff.
A nice huge sweet tea. Like I really got my South.
You was going true Southern on them.
Yes. But and I had my iPad Pro propped up and on my phone had out trying to chime in. And yeah, I was just enjoying it.
Yeah, I mean, speaking of chicken and waffles, I might do that tonight.
Hey, that's never
But
a never a
might be
waffle. It's never exactly.
that might be a little late night snack. Got
Breakfast,
some
lunch, dinner, chicken and waffles is never the wrong answer.
word.
Word. All right, and Mr. Evo, any last words?
No, man, I enjoyed this one. I can't wait to see what they announce next. I'm hoping that it's something that's gonna be very controversial. That's what I'm looking for. I want the controversial ones.
Yeah.
I don't want no best friends no more. Let's get to the nitty-gritty. Let's get some people who've gone at each other in battles before.
Yeah,
Oh,
that does make it
you
a
want Ja Rule of 50.
That's never gonna
No,
happen.
I want 50 and
It's
T.I. That's the one I really want. 50 and T.I. would be I think that would be very entertaining.
Well, I gotta
Yeah,
share.
that'd be hilarious.
I gotta share
Because
my
both of them could
playlist. I made a
talk too.
playlist of that already. I gotta share that with y'all. But yes, I agree with that. Like, it makes it so much interesting when there's a little spice there. Like, I don't, all this buddy buddy shit. Like, I want some competitive. Like, I don't like that. Oh, that's my favorite song. Oh no, girl, that one's my favorite song. Oh, I love it when you do that song. I don't need all that.
Yo,
Nah.
what if somebody goes like, yo, nah, so that was whack when it was out. What are you talking about? Like,
That
what
and
if
that's what I
someone?
want. I feel like the 50 Cent T.I. would be exactly like that. 50 would be like that piece of like he would just be
Yo.
reckless. That's what I want.
Mm-mm.
And especially since 50 just said he don't want to have nothing to do with G-Unit or the memory of G-Unit, I really need that. I need him to be on a versus.
Yeah, that's wild. That's kind of wild that he even said that. Like that's bugged out. But I mean,
I mean, I feel what he, I kind of feel what he's
what?
saying, but yeah.
It makes sense, but I mean, no, it's just I don't know, that's just a little weird with me.
Yeah, if we if I ever get to my TI versus 50 and podcast versus, and if you're on that one, I'll break it down for you more, or if I have to,
Oh, I want, yeah, definitely for sure.
because I
Yeah,
got,
I could only imagine. That'd be dope.
yeah, but yeah, so when so Scotty Lakira, where can people find you at?
You can find me on the Blue app, and I'll be doing a DJ set next week. So stay tuned, pay attention. And I'm gonna start doing more of this stuff on Instagram too. I need to really up my usage of that. So you can catch me on there, Il Scott Heron, Instagram.
And what about you, Mr. Evo?
Catch me, Mr. Evo underscore 84 on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You can also catch the Fluffy Fella on all of your podcast streaming media networks, whatever you want to call them, because everybody calls it something different. But you can catch me on Spotify, iTunes, all that jazz. Also, just be on the lookout. We're about to drop another one with these two dope dudes here. We did one for the Fluffy Fellow, which I'm gonna hopefully that should be launched by tomorrow or Friday at the latest. But be on the lookout for some new stuff coming out, and really hope you guys enjoy. I really appreciate this opportunity, Lewis T, to do this versus podcast, man. This has been extremely fun.
Hey, no, thank y'all guys for coming
Yeah,
through.
no, these are amazing. I love it.
Yeah. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Yeah, you can like now find us on the Versus underscore podcast on Instagram. And I don't follow a lot of people, so if you need help finding these guys, just look at the people I follow, and they will be among those people that I follow. You can also find some of the playlists, especially if you're listening to this, as most of y'all are on Apple. I got a couple Apple Music playlists. And just type in versus some of these people we talked about. I think I just did, by the time it should be public by the time y'all hear this, but we just did a Janet versus Justin playlist. And then just clicking, I got a couple versus playlists and other dope playlists. And I'm going to start trying to work on the Spotify playlist too, because I know a lot of people listen to music there. And this one is a little bit late. I do apologize, but I'm going to be back on schedule, dropping these Versus podcasts every Tuesday, and then just kind of depending on whenever they announce Versus too. So you might get bonus content. But yeah, check to make sure you tune in. And sponsors, mindoflewist@gmail.com. Thank y'all. Y'all, I hope everyone have a great night.